The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Start spreading. Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday. It is the 19th of April. And before we continue on, I'd like to wish all of our listeners that are Jewish a very Zishin Pesach. And if you follow the religion of Easter, we wish all of our Easter listeners a very, very happy Easter. And everybody else a very, very nice holiday. I know that there are stores that will be closed on Sunday for Easter Sunday. So if you have any shopping to do, like you want to do here at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, we are open today, Friday, till 7 p.m., and tomorrow, Saturday, from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. We are closed Sunday, as we are every week. We have a great guest with us this morning. I do want to make mention of the fact that Janet Cimarelli overplayed her tennis, and she has a hurt knee, and she's going to the chiropractor this morning, so she won't be with us. However, she will be here her regular time from noon to 5 today. Tomorrow, Saturday, she'll be here from 12:30 to 5:30. Her other hours are Tuesday from 12 to 5 and Thursday from 11 to 3. And our very, very special guest today, I'm sitting in Janet's office with the guest who has been in the industry for many, many years, and he's going to tell us a little bit about his background. But first, let me bring in our very, very special guest, Mr. Brian Mudge. Good morning, Brian.
Thank you, Al. Thank you for having me today. It's a pleasure being here.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you.
Very excited.
I know you have some fantastic information to share with our listeners. I'm sorry we only have 1 hour to do it, but we're going to try and cram as much into this as possible.
Absolutely.
So give our listeners a little background about your history, because I'm very impressed with the companies that you've been working with.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, so, you know, the short story of that is when I was real young, about 5 years old, my mom was diagnosed with fourth stage lymphoma. And she was given 2 months to live by the medical community, the doctors. I lived in a small little town of upstate New York. And my mom, the strong-willed woman that she was, said that she wasn't going to prolong her life with a pharmaceutical, which they offered her, which was chemotherapy treatment, radiation. Mm-hmm. So in our small little town up in upstate New York, there was a naturopathic doctor, taught her the principles of nutrition, eating first, supplementation second. And my mom, you know, at the end of this story, she was given 2 months to live, like I said, and ended up living 30 more years.
Fantastic.
Cancer-free. And cancer went into remission. So that really kicked off. I didn't know at 5 years old, of course, I would end up in the health food industry, you know, sitting in this office with you, Al. But it really piqued my interest. When you see something in front of your eyes, when you see someone that you love, especially young, I didn't really understand. I just knew mom might not be here tomorrow, but I didn't understand until I got older that right before my eyes was something drastic that didn't take pharmaceuticals. And the drastic change was her getting better in remission for 30 years. So I grew up, my father was he's now a retired Fortune 500 business coach. So I married the two. I love nutrition. I studied under some of the, by chance, Dr. Alfred Vogel from Switzerland has a huge, national, I should say global company, herbs and homeopathy. And I was able to be able to work with some of these naturopathic doctors and study as I grew up and as I got out of high school. And ironically enough, I was drawn to whole food nutrition. And the reason why we'll talk about later in the show, I believe. But, I have worked with companies over the years, such as Mega Food, Whole Food Nutrition out of New Hampshire, Dairy New Hampshire, Gaia Herbs, who's now in Brevard.
Outstanding companies.
Yes, yes. And then in, did some body I worked in the body care sector as well with I did a little bit with Dr. Hauschka and some with Aubrey Organics here in Florida.
Sure.
So everything, the principles of the companies that I worked for in the past and choose to work for today aren't just because they're big sellers. It has to have the philosophy that changed with my mom. And I was fortunate enough to meet a person in, I believe it was 1999, by the name of Jordan Rubin, and who's here who was here locally in West Palm Beach, founder of Garden of Life. And I absolutely stuck to his principles. He was, you know, dying of Crohn's disease and ended up creating some products that, and nutritional values first, eating first, the right foods, but then supplementation. And the reason I'm in this industry, Al, is not to sell a supplement or sell a bunch of supplements. It's to see people have hope. And hope comes with the proper guidance. And to see someone with hope that they don't have to live that way anymore is why I do this every day. I get up out of bed and I help not only humans, but now pets.
But that's why we're here at Save-A-Lot. Because my philosophy has been that for more years than I can remember. And I've always believed in giving people the opportunity to help themselves as long as they have an open mind and are willing to adjust to the circumstances that they're under. Because a lot of people are out there with illnesses that they are facing a wall and they have nowhere to go. And I think, as you pointed out, there are many other ways that they can look at, such as eating healthier and taking the proper supplements. And I know we here at Save-A-Lot, when we do these Friday shows, we like to bring to the consumer's attention the best values and the best products that they can ever buy to help themselves heal whatever is bothering them. And that's why we have Janice Emerley here, who can give them proper guidance, because she's a licensed nutritional counselor to be able to do that. But you're involved with a company now, and the company has got a very unusual name. And I was taken back when Herb Lewis and I discussed this, Green Gorilla. And maybe what you can first talk about, Brian, is how the name came about.
Well, the name came about in an interesting way. I mean, there's many different interpretations. I think that the company actually wants it that way because I think there's a lot of different reasons that people can attach to it. The way that I perceive that, and the way and it helps me with these sort of interviews or when I'm talking to a consumer with an ailment, is that pretty much green, as we know, is from the earth. It's from the you know, beginning now these days of health, because we used to have health. Our ancestors were very healthy. So the green to me means that we're starting over, if you have to, wherever you are right now, with your ailment, with whatever you're suffering from, or your loved one. And so the gorilla, you know, is could be the gorilla on your back, if you want to take it that way, and getting rid of it with that earth or with the ancient nutrition or whatever it might be, the way they used to eat, live. So that's the way I perceive it. And I believe that that's a short description of the long version of what the company had, and I don't think we want to discuss that. And if I could just mention one thing that you said, Al, about your store and this radio show, that's why I was very excited to be here today, is because of what you just said was key, is that you teach people when they come into this store not just to take a supplement, but how to use a protocol in their lifestyle.
Exactly.
And that is exactly why I was excited to be interviewed by you as well, and especially now being able to talk about Green Gorilla.
Well, that's what we want to talk about this morning. We only have an hour
That's right.
But I know that people listening to the show have been overwhelmed with advertisements, ads, I'm not sure about TV, but in newspapers and in their social media areas with CBD.
Yes.
And maybe you could just take a minute and just discuss what is CBD.
Well, yes. So CBD, you know, every time we turn on the TV, open the newspaper, as you mentioned, there's something, you know, down the street that says CBD. And so CBD is actually produced in our own bodies. A lot of people don't know that CBD they think it's just a supplement or they think it's from the hemp plant. Uh-huh. But we actually create CBD ourselves and have receptor sites we'll talk about in a little bit. So CBD isn't just the latest, greatest craze that the supplement industry sometimes tags themselves to. Now people are jumping on the bandwagon as such as manufacturers, but the fact of the matter is CBD is very important for our bodies, and we don't have enough of it as we age, which we will talk about. So CBD isn't a new, out-of-the-air product that was created for the supplement industry. It was actually, whether you believe in God, whether you believe in the universe, Mother Nature, it doesn't matter. We all have these receptor sites as mammals, and especially us talking here as humans, if we don't have those receptor sites that are in us with this CBD that our bodies create, and we'll talk about why we don't have enough of it in a little bit, I believe. But CBD is something that helps us with many, many areas of our body that we're lacking today.
So you're saying that a person that's 90 years old and a person, a baby that's a year old, both have the ability to have CBD in their bodies without knowing it.
That is correct. And it's interesting you bring up those two ends of the spectrum. If you look at and when I say normal child, I don't mean that in any negative way. I mean a child that's not suffering with ADD or ADHD, just a child. I liken that as to like a brand new Mercedes-Benz. You know, we're the Mercedes-Benz of the mammals, okay? Uh-huh. We have more abilities. A brand new Mercedes-Benz doesn't need a bunch of fine tuning because it's brand new. But as we age, like you said, the 90-year-old or the 85-year-old, over time, if that car or our bodies, right, aren't taking care and aren't getting enough of what we need or that car needs, as it ages, those things break down. So there's a need to replace those little gas tanks or CB1 and CB2 receptors that are found in our body.
All right, and Green Gorilla, mm-hmm, saw a need for the people that are in this world today,
right,
and everybody here in the United States, to have the ability to increase the receptor sites for CBD. Is that what we're dealing with?
Yeah, what we're dealing with Green Gorilla, and the reason that I chose to work for the company, and I say that word chose in a respectful way, is because there's 892 companies, CBD companies, that were conceived in 2018.
Unbelievable. The number is staggering.
It's crazy. I mean, I can't fathom that even being possible, but it is. But back to Green Gorilla, the owner of the company is an entrepreneur that knew that he didn't know the space, the industry, but he knew that there was something special about CBD because he saw it work on animals and humans, and hired industry veterans like Herb Lewis, who was my
right
competitor at New Chapter and has a Garden of Life. But so moving forward after the break, we'll talk about how Green Gorilla came to be and why it's different.
All right. I know we're coming up on a short intermission, so our listeners, you're listening to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. Our very special guest is Mr. Brian Mudge, and we're going to learn more about the Green Gorilla CBD. Stay with us.
You can find Janet's best formulas at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, half mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Center. Learn about building a healthy body with Jana Juice. 2 capsules per day start you on your way with easy-to-assimilate antioxidants from kojai, noni, pomegranate, raspberry, lychee, and more. Start today to enhance your health with Jana Juice. Visit Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers to learn more. 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, in the PennDOT Shopping Center.
Caring for your health doesn't stop with taking the best supplements. Caring for your health also means reducing your exposure to harmful chemicals. Come see the great selection of skincare products that contain no harmful chemicals. Products that support your good health and the health of the world around us. Natural hair care, body washes, fragrances, essential oils, moisturizers. All of these support your good health with natural products, natural ingredients at great prices. fabulous prices, unmatched prices, all at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday. It is the 19th of April. And again, I want to wish everybody a very, very decent Pesach if you're Jewish, and a very happy Easter if you believe in the Catholic religion or the other religions that observe the Easter holiday. And we are open today until 7 o'clock, tomorrow, Saturday, from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., and we are closed on Sundays every week. Our very special guest, Mr. Brian Mudge, explained to us a little bit briefly about Green Gorilla, what it does or what it is. But you mentioned, Brian, that there were 892 companies that came into being in the year 2018, which was just a few short months ago. I can't believe, well, I can believe it because I see what's going on with the industry with 892 companies. But what makes Green Gorilla different than the other 892 companies?
Yeah, that's, excuse me, that's a great question, Al. And, you know, I'm sure you see it a lot in your stores. You know, everyone that sells CBD, and good for them, they should love their product, will walk through your door and tell them why theirs is the best. I always tell my staff, and I tell the stores, and I tell the consumers, proof's in the pudding. And to answer your question, the reason I chose, as I said in the beginning of this program, to work for Green Gorilla, I studied them before I ended up working for them, is because they were the first CBD company in the world to attain the USDA certified organic stamp. Now, you and I, Al, know that the USDA certified organic stamp, when we come into your store or even grocery store to get food, represents high quality, no herbicides, right, pesticides. But when you're dealing with CBD and what's going on in the government, not to get in a political talk, that's not really why we're talking about this, but it being so controversial until the laws are laid down, think about how hard it must have been for us to get that USDA federal stamp on our product. And what that means is not just that we're only purity product, which is, of course, first and foremost, right, what you want. Everything we put on our label, our processing from seed, from growing from our organic hemp farms, which are in Colorado and Nevada, from that process all the way till not just it reaches your store, Al, but to when it gets in the consumer's mouth, everything that we do is regulated. So there's not another company at that time when we started that could say those things. So the purity and the quality, the other thing I want to mention that's happening out of those 892 companies, Al, is very disturbing to me as being in the industry and seeing the need for the consumers to get CBD. If they get a CBD product that doesn't work for them because they've been misinformed or didn't understand, that's a shame because those receptor sites still need to be filled, and they might not come back and use a CBD product. So the reason I'm so vocal about getting the right product is because there's some criteria. There's 3 points, 3 to 4 points, why Green Gorilla sets themselves different. Not that there aren't other good CBD companies. I'm not sitting here saying that there's not. There's a handful out of those 892 that are doing it right, and kudos to them. They deserve to be used and utilized by your customers, Al. But the 4 points are, number one, I just said it, the USDA certification. I mean, the government's saying, hey, we put our stamp of approval on not just their purity, but their ingredients and processes. But number two, it's very difficult for consumers, and I know the consumers listening that have shopped for a CBD are confused as to what's the difference between. They come and sometimes they'll see, not in your store, of course, Al, but other places, it'll say hemp seed oil / CBD, 1,000 milligrams. So the consumer believes that they're getting, because they're shopping for a CBD product, 1,000 milligrams of CBD. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, in the hemp plant, the seed has almost has little traces to zero content of CBD. So if you're putting 1,000 milligrams and it says hemp oil slash CBD, 1,000 milligrams, but it doesn't call out how much CBD is A, in the bottle, but B, more importantly, the dose, it's more likely than not that they don't know or they won't tell you. So unfortunately, that's happening. So I chose Green Gorilla because per milligram, per pump, we have no choice because of the USDA to tell you how much pure CBD that you're getting. And that right there is number two. Number three is a third-party analysis. A third-party analysis for the listeners, an analysis or an assay is a third party that verifies what we're saying and looks at our every single batch. That's an important point now. Every single batch that Green Gorilla manufactures goes to a third party that has no skin in the game.
For testing.
For testing. And they test not only just for CBD content, lack of THC, or traces of THC, but we have zero THC in our isolate products and even our broad spectrum, which we'll talk about later. But we also test, Al, for heavy metals, to make sure that there are not heavy metals in the soil. And that's important because two things on that. Number one, a third-party analysis on every batch is very expensive. So if you're shopping and you're a consumer listening, the two things to ask is, number one, how much CBD content is in the bottle and per dropper or per dose. And second one that I just brought up is, where is the third-party analysis or assay on the batch number that's on the bottom of my bottle? That right there will prove if you're getting a quality CBD. And that is why I chose to work for Green Gorilla, because we are regulated with what we say and what we have in that bottle from point A to end consumer.
Well, what you brought out, Brian, I think is very informative to our listeners, because there are many listeners that have been using CBD.
Right.
And they may not realize that they're not using the proper CBD or the right dosage.
Correct.
Of CBD.
Correct.
Now, you're going to be here for a couple hours after the radio show today.
Yes.
And I know that you have an associate with you.
That's right.
And that's Bill?
That's Dave.
Steve. I'm sorry. My apologies.
David. We have Bill, Steve, and David. We have everybody. It's David. It's okay.
But you're going to be giving away samples.
Correct.
And literature, and help people decide what is the proper CBD for them.
Correct.
And we're speaking about Green Gorilla.
Correct.
And Green Gorilla does have different strengths.
That's right.
And why were the different strengths developed rather than sticking with a dosage that is, let's say, the most popular dosage?
Yeah, and that is another, you know, these are all excellent questions, Al, and I appreciate it. Again, you know, I just came in, you know, right before the show. This is a non-scripted a show, and I appreciate that about your show too, Al. And the answer to that question is double-fold. There's never really a single answer. Is that dosing is, you know, once you do find the correct product, then the next question, most logical, is what do I take, how much do I take for my certain condition? That's a loaded question, but I can give you a range of an answer.
Okay.
Based upon Green Gorilla. So let's take, for example, pain. You know, you and I, Al, might, let's say we're the same age, we get into the same car accident, we break the same shoulder, and your pain threshold, because of genetics or just because you're a tough guy or whatever it may be, is you tolerate pain better than I do. So my dosage for pain is going to be different. What Green Gorilla has done, and remember I said, Al, that we're able to look at milligrams per
right.
pump, meaning per milligram
of per dose. Green,
per dose, right? Per dose. So what that means is we're able to break categories down for and give a range, right? And the other companies can't, because they don't tell, not every company, but most companies don't tell what that range is. So what we do at Green Gorilla is, for example, just general well-being is, you know, 10 milligrams of CBD, just to give an example. For anxiety, it's between 40 and 80, and we give ranges because there's different types of anxiety and different days, right?
Well, let me give you an example.
Sure.
Of what we encounter here at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center.
Mm-hmm.
We have people that come in that may have lost a loved one.
Right.
Whether it be a brother, a sister, a husband, a wife, or a relative.
Correct.
What kind of dose is based upon that kind of situation?
That is a great question. And the answer to that is in times of our lives, we have, when you're dealing with anxiety, it's different than pain as far as chronic pain is concerned. So someone that may have just been, have generalized anxiety and taking 20 to 30 milligrams of Green Gorilla a day, and then that tragic thing happened as you just described, they're going to have to up their dose. People have to dose themselves, but accordingly to the guidelines of what, you know, we've come up with, you know, they might have to do double or triple that dose to maintain that anxiety level because things change that drastic. That's a drastic example that you use, a good one. You're going to have to take, you know, the milligrams. It's good that you bring this up. I suffered my whole life and still do. I mean, it's ironic because I'm a public speaker and on public radio right now, but an acute anxiety disorder, and that is the truth. And CBD, that's why I was very interested in it to begin with, calms me down. Now, I am an acute anxiety sufferer, okay? I've learned some tricks of the trade as far as behavioral therapy, right, myself. But when it comes to taking a supplement, I have to take the high-end range, anywhere from 80 to 120 milligrams a day of CBD from Green Gorilla. Now, on days that I'm not on a radio show in Al Foreman's office and in the studio, in the radio studio, and I'm sitting at home and can take the day off if that's possible, I don't need to take that much.
Uh-huh.
But with chronic pain, which you can talk about in a minute, that's a daily thing. It doesn't range that much. So it all depends on a person's situation, age, genetics, but we have a guide, and when they come and see you, Al, that we leave with them based upon, you know, neuropathy or extreme pain or anxiety, there's a dosing chart here that we made up for pets and for humans.
Well, the point you bring out about anxiety and stress and pain, I think are probably affecting the majority of listeners that are tuned into this show and the thousands of people that will be affected by those situations over the course of time.
Mm-hmm.
And you're kind enough to be able to give away samples of these particular products from Green Gorilla. And will people be able to have the effect or feel the effect in 15 or 20 minutes or half hour or an hour? What is the situation of time? I know we're coming up on intermission.
Yep.
But maybe you can hold that thought.
Okay.
When we come back, we can talk about the length of time, because most people look for that magic bullet.
Right.
And the magic bullet is not always available.
Right.
However, we're going to see if we can help them find that bullet with Green Gorilla.
Sounds good.
Stay tuned. This is Al Foreman for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. Our special guest is Brian Mudge, and we're here talking about CBD from Green Gorilla. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Stay tuned.
Mr. Al Foreman and his team are working very hard to stock the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with the best supplements, the best beauty care, the best organic groceries. But the best of the best is the prices. EDLP, everyday low prices. We invite you to come and see what we're creating for you, the savvy health food shopper. Come see us at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in Margate, 754-307-1655, 754-307-1655.
Join our mailing list and get advance notice of the great events that take place at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. Health support groups, nutrition education groups, special training events. You will know about all of them when you like us on Facebook. SaveALotNutritionCenters.com, 754-307-1655, 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday, April 19th, and our very special guest is Mr. Brian Mudge from the Green Gorilla Company. And we're speaking about the many benefits of Green Gorilla, and we're trying to determine, with the help of Brian, what the dosage would be on different issues that people are facing today. So where would you like to go on that issue, Brian?
Yeah, well, you asked a key question before the break. How long would it take someone, right, to, let's say they have mild to even extreme pain or anxiety? How long, you asked the question, how long would it take for them to feel the relief or effects, right? So I love to answer it this way. I'm a public speaker as well, and I do consumer lectures all over the state of Florida pretty much every week. And in the audience, what I do before I even start is we administer an external balm for people that have arthritis or any sort of external pain. Mm-hmm. Then we do I do the people that have anxiety orally with the sublingual, and then pain based upon low to medium and then medium to high. Halfway through my lectures, Al, I will stop cold and people think there's something wrong. I do that on purpose to just catch their attention. And then I ask who here has felt relief. I do the external first, and we get a few hands raised, and I let them tell the rest of the folks, because believing me, I'm standing there just as the presenter, right? They believe each other. And so to answer the question, within 15 to 20 minutes, the relief happens, if you're dosed in the correct manner. So especially for anxiety, people feel it immediately, and I don't like to use the word feel, because to me, feel is more pharmaceutical. They benefit from what our bodies naturally need from filling those receptor sites within 15 to 20 minutes taking a Green Gorilla product. And then I will interview in that same group the mild to medium pain sufferers that we've dosed higher, right? And a majority of them are shocked. Not everyone, because a lot of times we've underdosed or they haven't given us all the information, right? Uh-huh. And then the chronic we had last night, I was doing a lecture up in Palm City, actually, and there was a lady there. We were doing an animal seminar, but there was a lady that had severe...
Now, wait a minute. You're talking about real live animals.
Real live animals. Yes, yes. I'm sorry to clarify. We were doing a CBD lecture about animals up there, but there was a woman that said, hey, can you talk to me about human really quick and dose me? And I said, what's your situation? And to make a long story short, she was suffering from a severe neuropathy situation, and she had just overcome cancer. She wouldn't take painkillers, good for her.
Right.
She was in extreme pain. So we dosed her 250 milligrams of our pure CBD.
Now that was one dose of 250 milligrams?
It was one dose of 250 milligrams. We used our most strength that we have, which is a 7,500 milligram bottle, which is equivalent, one pump is 50 milligrams of pure CBD.
Now, I don't know of any other company,
correct,
that has CBD in that dosage.
That's right.
And I guess the producers of Green Gorilla, and I'm sure you may have had some input into what was developed, came out with this particular bottle of 7,500 milligrams as a product that nobody else has.
That is correct. And it's not a product that is for everyone. It's it's for a small percentage of the population that will try it that are in extreme, extreme pain. She was an extreme example. And I was fortunate enough to have a 7,500 milligram bottle with us, and we gave her that 250 milligrams. And I asked her in front of the whole group again how she felt, and she said she could not believe it. I mean, in front of 40 different people that were there. And I was even shocked. She went from, she said, a pain level of 8 that night, because she was sitting down on hay bales because we were doing the pet presentations on CBD. But she said she went from a 6 down to about a 2. And she literally was walking without the limp that she had. And it was amazing. It's amazing to talk about it, but seeing it and feeling it is believing. So when they come in the store, your consumers listening or anyone comes in and tries our products for whatever reason they're coming and then they feel it, proof's in the pudding. That's when you have a faithful consumer and they get in the right proper dosage when they come in and talk to your staff or us.
Well, people listening to the show should take advantage of Brian Mudge and Steve and David and everybody else in your company that will be able to get a sample and actually physically feel what it would be like in 15, 20, or 30 minutes, because Green Gorilla has been, let's say, experimenting, and I use the word experimenting only because you have the different dosages in the bottles that no one else has.
Right.
And you've been able to prove the fact that people can use the high dosage and get relief in such a manner that they feel so much better.
Right.
So all these points, I think, are considerations that people listening to the show have to understand, that if you're looking for a choice product from CBD, Green Gorilla is the way to go.
Sure.
And by coming in today, you'll get some literature, dosage information, and a sample of what it would be like to take the Green Gorilla CBD. And we appreciate you doing that, Brian, because as we pointed out, there are so many people that are listening to the show that are under anxiety, as you had pointed out, under stress, and pain. I think those are the three major categories, unless you have other ones that you've encountered other than those three.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you just made another good point, is it's true. I mean, the most popular reason people hear about CBD or that's advertised or talked about is pain and stress management. But if you look at the CB1 receptor in our bodies, which are found in our brain and our central nervous system, those receptor sites are responsible for things like memory enhancement, mental alertness, anticonvulsant,
really?
And sleep. So anticonvulsant, I mean, on pets and humans, we have seen and heard examples from our customers that have used, let's just talk about anticonvulsant, the CBD at the right dosage for people with epilepsy, and they've called in and written in that how wonderful the product works. And also, too, we have the owner of the company's father-in-law suffers from Parkinson's and shakes very violently. And again, these are reports from consumers to us. These aren't claims that we make. They're just reports that come in from consumers. And he was shaking violently, you know, with the end stages or late stages, I should say, of Parkinson's. Uh-huh. And he has to take the massive dose we just talked about. But he's getting 2 to 3 hours of quality life, meaning without the shakes, per day. So that's just on the CB1 receptor site. On the CB2 receptor sites in our body that are all throughout our body, which are found in our peripheral organs and our immune system, a lot of people don't know this about CBD. They're responsible, the CB2 receptors, where our CBD goes, is responsible for gastrointestinal balance, joint health, okay, autoimmune, anti-inflammatory, it's why it works so well for arthritis, right? Antioxidant, immune modulation, and blood sugar control. So all of these things aren't, and I want to be specifically clear, what we're touting and saying, okay, we made this up, CBD is for all these things. What I'm saying is look at it in reverse, that our bodies have these receptor sites that are responsible for the things that were mentioned just now. So if our gastrointestinal balance, blood sugar control, and anti-inflammatory are inflammatory, it's responsible for, the CB2 receptors are responsible for that, then we need to have the fuel, the right fuel, right, to put into those receptors, or the right CBD in this case, to put in those receptor sites. And the reason we're deficient in CBD is because we haven't been able to get it properly. Now the question comes up, how do we get CBD? I mentioned in the beginning of the show, right, Al, that our bodies create it.
Exactly.
We don't create enough anymore because of the same reasons we're deficient in a lot of different things, right? We don't eat the proper meals, the stress. But the biggest reason is because, and again, I won't get into a political debate, the government had the hemp plant and the marijuana plant lumped in as one, and we've been deficient in being able to utilize the hemp legal part of it, right? And so we weren't able to fill our receptor sites. Now, there are foods that will contribute to our CBD receptor sites, like chocolate. I wouldn't go out and eat a whole bowl of chocolate, but the foods that we're consuming don't have enough for us to be able to fill those receptor sites. That's why a CBD product and a pure CBD product is needed.
So people that come in today to speak to you, they can learn more about their specific condition.
That's right.
And you're going to be able to give them some feedback as to how it can be adjusted for, or enable them to feel better by using the Green Gorilla CBD.
Absolutely.
And you mentioned that the 7,500 milligram bottle is the most potent one that I know of and that you've produced on the market today.
Right.
But working on your way down, Brian, where would the starting point be?
That's a great question.
For Green Gorilla?
Yeah, that's another good question. So, again, I speak to hundreds of people a week, literally because of the seminars and their conditions. And generally to answer your question is this. People with medium to severe pain will end up using our 1,500 and 3,000 milligram bottles. Now, this is more of a cost per saving if you think about it. If someone needs to take, let's give an example. If someone needs to take 100 milligrams a day, if they take our 3,000 milligrams, and you'll see this when you come into the store, we'll show it to you in writing. If they need to take 100 milligrams a day, our 3,000 milligram formula is 20 milligrams per pump, right? So five pumps of that is 100 milligrams. Now, for cost savings, if they decide they want to go with a little less expensive product, they can do the 1,500 milligram, but that's only 10 milligrams per pump, so they're going to have to do 10 pumps of that a day, right? And the bottle's not going to last as long. So what we did is we set the consumer up for success and budget.
Right.
I said we're the Mercedes.
Smart move.
Yeah, we're the Mercedes-Benz, like I said, of CBD, but we don't charge the Mercedes-Benz price. And the 600 milligram is for anxiety and mild to moderate pain. So the 600 milligram is the good starter point. And we'll dose people here that when they come in with 15 milligram pillow packs, so you can take two, that's 30, or even three. And we do have the heavy duty guy with us aboard if there's somebody that with chronic pain. But that's the general rule of thumb with our isolates. And I want to talk later a little bit about the difference between isolates, broad, and full spectrum, and how Green Gorilla stands on that as well.
Oh, you mentioned that somebody that you encountered had Parkinson's.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wonder, looking at that example, what effect would CBD have on a kid that's got ADD or ADHD?
And you know, that's really, 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 really another good question. Now, remember, I would like to, you know, the disclaimer is we have the USDA certified organic stamp, right? So I give this to my children, okay, because it's safe. It doesn't have any THC in it, so you're safe there. And with ADD and ADHD and things like that, it absolutely, again, I always go back to this CB1 and CB2 receptor. You know, I don't want to sit here and say, okay, CBD does this, this, and this, but I can because our receptor sites are responsible for improved mood, anti-anxiety, antidepressive, memory enhancement, mental alertness. So if our CB1 receptors in our bodies are responsible for that and we fill them with CBD, guess what happens to ADD? Guess what happens with ADHD? Guess what happens with dementia?
Well, I hear that music, which means we're coming up on our last break of the hour. This is Al Foreman from the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour and Save a Lot Nutrition Centers. And our special guest today is Mr. Brian Mudge. And he's joined by Steve, David, and a whole host of other compatriots from the Green Gorilla Company who are here to give you samples and literature on the Green Gorilla product that we're speaking about. And I think people listening to the show who have encountered any one of these situations we've been discussing should come in and take advantage of this free sample and literature that's being given away by Green Gorilla. Stay tuned. We're back in a couple of minutes.
Jana Juice gives you the antioxidant protection that is so important to support the health of your cells. Two easy-to-swallow capsules help to minimize the damage for free radicals, energize on a cellular level, enhance your immune response, all with two capsules per day. Come into Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers and learn more. 3105 North State Road 7, Margate, a half mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Plaza. Come in today. 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655.
Health and happiness are high priority, but so is the health of your budget. That's where Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers addresses all of your health and nutrition needs. with EDLP. Everyday low pricing. No need to wait around for special sales. Every day of every week, you can find the health-supporting items you have come to rely on at the prices that fit your pocketbook. Info at SaveALotNutritionCenters.com.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. Our very special guest today is Mr. Brian Mudge, and we're speaking about the Green Gorilla Company and the various products that they produce in different dosages to help overcome the different issues that people are facing today. And I want to remind our listeners, Janice and Morelli will be here today from 12 to 5, tomorrow Saturday from 12:30 to 5:30. We are open today until 7 o'clock, and tomorrow Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., and we are closed Sunday as we are every Sunday. Wishing all of our listeners a happy holiday, whether you believe in Passover or whether you believe in Easter. We want you to have a wonderful holiday. And one of the ways you have a wonderful holiday is by coming in to speak to Brian Mudge and get some information about how Green Gorilla CBD can benefit you and the different issues that you may have with yourself or with your family and or with your pet, which we're going to be getting into as well. So, Brian, with one segment left, what else do you feel is needed to cover the issues of CBD and how it can help people?
Yeah, just thank you for that. You know, I would really like to speak briefly before we get into the pet segment that, you know, I come from a whole food background. In the beginning of this, you know, radio show, you asked me my experience and my studies in nutrition, and it was all about whole food, right? Mm-hmm. It was all about the entire plant or the entire orange, right? Not the ascorbic acid that's, you know, for example, taken out of the orange, but the whole orange. So the logical question with CBD and me, right, would be why on earth are you touting an isolate, Brian, when it goes against most of the principles that you stand for? And I want to bring that up because I think it's a great question with a great answer. I said that I studied this company and I studied their products and why they do what they do before I signed up. And to answer that question, in certain circumstances with herbs, an isolate is appropriate. As an example, outside of CBD, you've heard, well, I know you have, Al, but a lot of our listeners have heard of curcumin.
Right.
Which is
very popular ingredient.
Exactly. An isolate of what? It's an isolate of turmeric. And it works very well. So because we have, now turning to CBD, these receptors that I keep going back to and kind of pounding the drum on, an isolate will work when we have a receptor. We don't have echinacea receptors. We don't have rosemary receptors. It doesn't mean those products don't work. They work over time for conditions. But because we have our receptor sites specifically for CBD, that's why an isolate will work at a high concentration. Now, Green Gorilla doesn't have just isolates. I want to be clear about that. We do have what's called a full spectrum. Now the terminology is changing in the industry, even to confuse consumers more, to broad spectrum, which is the whole plant, which we do have, which has less CBD and more cannabinoids. Now, with that being said, we also have zero THC. So people that want the whole plant will still get the effects and pain relief and stress relief. They will have to take more of that if it's an extreme situation. But the benefits of the cannabinoids are different and more of a general well-being that science is learning about. So we do both. But to answer that question, I choose an isolate for immediate results. And it's not dangerous to the body. It won't store in the body. And you can't take too much of it. If you do take too much of it, what you'll do is be wasting your money. And that's pretty much about it, which is not a good thing either.
Well, I want to remind our listeners that we've covered a lot of great information with Green Gorilla. And if you missed any part of the show that we're doing this morning, there's going to be a rebroadcast tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. And please make it your business to tune in and listen tomorrow morning on 1470 AM at 9 AM to listen to all the great information that Brian has been able to share with us today. And if you missed that, we do have a website that you can go to because we archive all our radio shows. And all you have to do is go to www.SaveALotNutritionCenters.com, click on the archive area, and you can listen to this show as many times as you like because the great information with CBD can help so many thousands upon thousands of people.
Right.
And they have not been exposed to the benefits, but you are going to be here today for a couple hours after the show,
yes,
speaking to people about their issues, giving them information about what dosage that they should be using,
right,
and all the important information related to why Green Gorilla can help them.
Right.
So we appreciate that. But you also mentioned pets. Now, a lot of people out there have pets.
Sure.
I'm not allowed because I live in a condo, but if I didn't, I would definitely have a dog.
Right. Right.
I love dogs.
Sure.
But there are people out there that have horse farms.
Right.
And they may have an abundance of cats.
Sure.
So how would you dose the animals?
Yeah, well, first of all, I step back and I'll answer that in a second. Just remembering that I said every mammal on the planet has these receptor sites. So every mammal are animals that you describe, cats, dogs, horses, right, benefit the same way we do. They just can't talk to us about it. So dosing an animal, because they can't talk to us about it, we do that by weight. And we have a dosing card and a chart for animals as well, all the way up to equine, which are horses, obviously, and helping horses. Now, the interesting thing about pet is that veterinarians, and even on the human side, pharmacists carry a license to prescribe medication, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if they prescribe something that has THC in it, they could lose their license and their business. So because we have the USDA certified organic seal, we have a lot of, for example, in Mayaca City on the other coast of Florida, we have Dante's Den, which is a huge rescue for dogs. 150 dogs at a time, Al.
Wow.
And you think about these dogs, they're coming in beat, battered, scared of humans. They administer our CBD to those dogs, and there's four veterinarians on staff, right?
That's great.
And they had to approve it. So dosing is based upon weight. And I'll just use a small little analogy. You know, the reason it works faster on animals than humans, number one, we analyze everything, the frontal lobe. We're like, okay, is this guy on the radio just trying to sell me a bill of goods? Is this the truth? And we overanalyze everything. And then the second part, and the biggest part of this, is that we have 32 feet of digestive tract and a fermentation tank, right? A dog, for example, has 8 feet of intestine maximum, and he's not thinking when you're giving him our grass-fed lamb treat with CBD in it that, will this work for my anxiety? He's just thinking he's getting a treat, right? So that's why it works faster on animals than it does humans. We also work with a wild horse rescue center, and I bring these up for a reason, because it's when you're used by a nonprofit to and they choose you as a brand, that's a huge, huge testimony to what we're talking about today, because they're not allowed as a nonprofit organization to just bring anyone in. They have to have the proof, and they have to have the paperwork that we have. So it's safe for consumers and safe for consumers' pets. And the other thing I want to mention that we forgot, out of those 892 companies we talked about,
right,
in 2018 that were conceived, CBD companies, and we're going to give this to you to post on your website if you'd like, we were ranked number 5 out of the top 30 in the first year, okay, of business, out of 892 companies.
Wow.
So that's a good testament to our products, and it was based upon efficacy of the product, purity of the product, and transparency of paperwork and what we say on the label. And that's what consumers, when they come in and they look at our products and they ask you, they know right by looking at the label, and they're not confused immediately.
Well, we've covered a lot of territory today.
We
Hopefully
have.
Our listeners take advantage of that, because you're going to be giving away samples and
right.
literature and information about what they may need to help overcome whatever issues they have.
Mm-hmm.
My last question of the day, of this morning, is there anybody that you know of or that you have encountered that would not benefit by CBD?
The answer to that is no. There are some of these, you know, there are some people that are so healthy that they don't suffer from anxiety. They live as close to a perfect diet as they can, but everybody can benefit, because we're not perfect human beings. We all live in the same toxic environment, and even if we think that we are, you know, getting the adequate amount of CBD from our foods, it's just not possible. Now that CBD has become available, in stores like Save-A-Lot Nutrition, and then we've educated the consumer on how to shop for one, then yes, everybody can benefit in some way. And I'd say 90 to 95% of the population is deficient in CBD at large levels.
Well, you've taught me a lot today. And I want to make mention of the fact that you have a pet video.
Correct.
That shows how CBD has helped a particular pet.
Sure.
And people can access that by going to our website. It'll be on the website sometime today or tomorrow at the latest.
Yep.
And they'll be able to see exactly what CBD has an effect on pets. So the human being the predominant mammal in our world today, can also benefit their pets by giving them a dose of CBD. And are you able to recommend that when people come in to see you today, if they have
yes.
a specific dog or a specific
yes.
cat?
And samples for them.
And samples for the pets
yes.
as well.
Yes.
And to my knowledge, you're the only other company or only company that I know that makes a lip balm.
Yeah.
Which is very, very, very unusual. And I'm sure there had to be a strong reason
correct.
Why you developed the lip balm to give away, or not give away, but to sell to consumers to benefit them in some way, shape, manner, or form.
Right.
So you have a great deal of information to share with the people coming in to see you today.
Sure.
And I want to make our listeners aware that if you missed any part of the show today, tune in tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. on WWNN Radio 1470 a.m. And you can listen to all this great information that Brian has been able to share with us today. And if you missed that, we have a website, www.saveralotnutritioncenters.com. We archive the show so you can listen to it as many times as you like. Are there any last-minute thoughts that you'd like to leave with our listeners?
Yeah, Brian? Yeah, and thank you for allowing me to do that. You know, there was a lot of information, as you mentioned, jam-packed into this. The number one thing I would like to tell people is it's not about product only. It's about the word hope, and we're giving people hope that they don't have to live with that condition of whatever it is they have right now.
That's fantastic. So we encourage our listeners to come in and see Brian today and his whole staff of Steve, David, and everybody else mm-hmm. to give away samples and literature. I want to thank everybody for listening to the show. Wish you again a happy holiday. Janet will be here today from noon until 5, tomorrow from 12:30 to 5:30. Thanks for listening. We'll be back again next Friday.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in again next Friday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.